Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo, and today it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And right now we're going to be speaking with one of our special guests. One of our regular special guests and co-hosts at times is Reverend Frederick Shaw. He is the one of the international directors for CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights, and the Task Force for Modern Day Eugenics and Racism. Thank you so much, Reverend Shaw, for coming here today and informing everyone of what's going on in the mental health care system.
Well, I want to first of all thank you for having me on your show like you do and allowing me to expose what is going on in the field of mental health. It's actually interesting that you said that because Recently, in New Zealand, they had just busted a psychiatric facility where they were torturing children and adults, but mainly children. They were gang raping children, nurses, staff, and adult patients. And this is being exposed. The Royal Committee in New Zealand is on it. It's been backed by the United Nations. The World Health Organization recently gave CCHR a lot of credit for exposing what's been going on in the field of psychiatry. And so right now I'm kind of beaming because of the fact that we are making major progress and this is getting on a world stage.
Yes. And if you don't know who WHO is the World Health Organization that is, I'm going to repeat this, recognizing CCHR, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, for their work that they're doing in dealing with mental health care abuse. Now, last week we got to talk about my personal trauma and the things that my personal experience and why I make sure that we put out films concerning this type of abuse, why we make sure to get the word out about this type of abuse, and why I am a educator and volunteer. Now, but today we're going to talk about how to, once you set yourself free, discover who CCHR and get the help and the advocacy that you need, there is going to be a place that you need to begin to heal. And it all begins with your core traumas, okay? And we're dealing with mostly children. We're dealing with a lot of adults. We're dealing with a lot of people who've went through this. And when you talk about your core trauma, it is a type of imagery that delves into the themes of abuse and trauma. It can talk about particularly sexual trauma or CSA or... But it's not restricted strictly to and limited to physical or sexual abuse. Trauma consumes many people in all of their lives. Trauma can cause be of use as a coping mechanism for those who actually need it. Now, we're going to talk about the types of trauma as well. Now, you have bullying, you have community violence, complex trauma, you have disasters, early childhood trauma, intimate partner violence, medical trauma, physical abuse, refugee trauma, sexual abuse, and human trafficking. These are a slew of traumas that can occur on top of what's going on with individuals who are dealing with medical abuse. And because they're dealing with all those traumas, it can be written off and put into the scope of them being mentally disabled. So the medical community does not have to do its due diligence, and it's required for them to do their due diligence. And dealing with all of those types of traumas, people, you have to understand emotional and psychological trauma. Trauma is the result of extraordinarily stressful events that shatter your sense of security, making you feel helpless in a dangerous world. Psychological trauma can leave you struggling with upsetting emotions, memory, anxiety that just simply won't go away. Now, we understand everybody goes through something, but that doesn't mean you need to write children off, electroshock therapy for any of them, or have them put away and put on medication just because you do not want to deal with their core traumas. Reverend Frederick, can you talk about the steps that people should take in identifying their core traumas, both physically and spiritually? We understand that you are not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but we understand that you are a spiritual advisor as well.
Well, one of the things that I do want to point out, and I'm glad you brought it up, is that there is a separation between physical trauma and psychological trauma. Now, physical trauma can be psychological, but there's a difference. The difference, which I believe you're alluding to, is the fact that there are those people who go through things in life, mental torture and things of that nature, or they see events that traumatize them. You know, if you saw children being gunned down in the street, it would traumatize you. So, I mean, those
racism, yes.
You know, those are the things I bring up a lot of times in my conversations. What do we think the slaves went through? What do we think that the people who were going through the civil rights movement in the 50s and 40s, when you could be lynched and burned and raped and treated like that, those were all traumas, and we were able to overcome and get through that because we had our spiritual foundation. And what's going on in this world right now is we're replacing the spiritual foundation with this mental health model, but the mental health model is fraudulent. So the thing is that if we don't get to the core, like you mentioned, of the individual, we have to find out what even happened. And one of the biggest things, if I can put a judgment on psychiatry or psychology, is they tell you what happened to you instead of you telling them what happened to you. They diagnose you when all it is that you have to be able to get to what happened. They think that you got daddy issues when actually it was mom who did not defend you that was the real issue. You know, so we have to let the person indicate what is causing their trauma. We're not in the field of psychiatry and in psychology, they have not advanced to the point where they can actually pinpoint what is wrong with you, because if they could, then you would be healed, like the show is about.
Yes, so, and I will interject. I will interject this into that, and I have to say this because you hit on such a pivotal point. We're not talking about all psychologists or psychiatrists purposely identifying the right issues with your trauma type. We're talking about them actually allowing you to share your story and not abusing the system to say whatever it is, to get a check for a family member or someone that's abusing you, if it's not the mental health care system at all because of your race, gender, or political position, or to just put you on some medication so they can get paid by the pharmaceutical company. Those are the issues that we're talking about. Everyone goes through trauma, but there is a way to identify those core traumas and actually heal them. Don't let anyone, as Reverend Frederick Shaw says, tell you what you're feeling. And is ways to, in therapy, to help you verbally and physically and mentally identify your issues. It took me years to be able to verbal verbalize and articulate my position and where I was coming from. You are going to be terrified when you can't even talk about those issues, and you don't know how to say it. You don't know how to articulate those wells, especially if you're a child. You are helpless, and you don't have the vocabulary. So it should be someone responsible enough to stand in the gap. Now, you can continue, Reverend Frederick.
Yeah, I just want to give an audience the audience an idea of what I'm talking about. I had residential 24-hour care facilities for probation boys. These are boys that got in trouble with the law and so forth, and they were taken from their families and put in a home. We had one kid that was extremely antisocial. He was extremely belligerent against the staff, and he hated people who were in authority. So one day, me and him, we get in the room, and I start exploring what is going on with him. And it comes down to his mother was a deaf mute who became a crack addict. And she would do the services for men that she had to get the money to support her crack habit. She would do it near the school where he worked, he was going to, and then what made it worse, when the kids were listening and laughing and stuff, she couldn't even hear them. So then what they would do, as kids could be, they can be very cruel at times, would go to him, your mama was just this, your mama, and he would fight them. Well, then the school system would punish and suspend him for fighting. And so me and this kid was in there, and we were in there for a couple of hours. But in the end, I did something that I don't even know, and I think this was the spiritual upbringing in me. I said to him, I really apologize to you that no adult in your environment was smart enough to know that you were just trying to protect your mother. And that boy broke down and cried like you had never seen. It makes me emotional now thinking about it. But when he came out of that, he was a whole different person because somebody understood what was going on. His hatred of authority was because they punished him for protecting his mother. And his mother put a kid that was 11 and 12, 10 years old in that position. But once we hit the real reason, what was really going on, it changed his life. And this kid's whole behavior turned around. That's why I say we got to find out what the real trauma is, because everybody, every therapist and psychologist and the psychiatrist, the people who were putting him on medication, doing all that, which he refused to take, none of those people were wise enough to find the real problem, because they thought the real problem was that he was fighting, find out why he was fighting. And
right.
it just changed his life.
Well, I want to personally say thank you for taking the time to save that young man. If more people took the time to do that, you know, CCHR most likely wouldn't even be here, because people would be doing their due diligence. They'd be doing their job. They would actually be caring about someone versus just writing them off. There are so many hidden traumas that are going on. Like I said, whether it's if it's a child, they can't articulate it. And then you have a lot of adults that can't articulate it. And if they do articulate it, they're not believed. So you have a lot of women that are not believed. You have so many things that are going on because of a people in authority. They have the power to literally write you off. So if you are interested in joining CCHR or the CCHR Task Force, please feel free to do so. You can call in right now and talk to us and share your stories at 563-999-3596 or email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And you never know, you may see your story on the big screen. Reverend Frederick, can you also give them your information where they can identify, if they identify or sense something is wrong, as a bystander, as a parent, as a advocate, whatever their position. Can you give them your information so they can call you as well or contact
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. One of the things that I would want them to do first is find out what we're all about. The CCHRINT.org, CCHRINT.org is the wealth of information. You can learn a lot more about me through the CCHRTaskForce.org. That is CCHRTaskForce.org. And if you want to call me about being a member of the task force, if you want to know more about other things and you need to contact me so you can get information, then fshawjr@yahoo.com, fshawjr@yahoo.com, and that will go directly to my email, and then I will respond back to you within 24 hours.
Yes, and I am so excited about your upcoming new podcast where you're going to be able to talk about these things, and you all support, give him love. Sponsor, donate, volunteer. We can't wait for your upcoming podcast so people can hear your words on a regular. So thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for being here and being a part of this message to the world and this part of the film world that some people may not get to see but do understand. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you for having me on your show and the wonderful job that you do. Thank you for supporting the task force and all of the things that you've done to bring the information from CCHR into the community through your airways, and I appreciate you greatly.
Thank you so, so much. We have that magazine that you'll be able to see everything online soon with the task force. Thank you so much for being here, Reverend Frederick Shaw. And until next time, people, until our next show for It's a Wrap Wednesday, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., I want you to follow our social media sites. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Twitter under CM Studios. Facebook and Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Like, follow, and share. And until next time, people, just simply be great.